Hi all, and welcome to another episode of the SuperOffice podcast. Here we talk about relevant topics like sales, marketing, and customer service. Most of them related to SuperOffice CRM, of course. I'm your host, Hans Christian Grønslet, and today we have a great topic for you. We're diving deep into the world of video messaging, exploring how it can improve your sales game, and we have a true expert to guide us on this journey. Before we get started, I want to remind you to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode of our podcast. And if you find value in what we discussed today, please share it with your colleagues and friends who might benefit from it. This way, we can grow the SuperOffice podcast community. Now, let's jump right into it. Episode 37 is all about uncovering the secrets to success with video messaging. And who better to learn from than the CEO and co-founder of a company that's been working on this space? Joining us today is the visionary leader himself, Øystein Hansen, and Mail Video from Oslo. Office customers, and the App Store is growing, and we have a lot of nice tools or apps that can help you do a lot of things. And today's topic is actually about messaging and creating video messaging to close more deals. And I'm really happy to introduce Øystein from Mail Video. Welcome, Øystein.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Great. I was intrigued when we talked together, I think it was last week, about what you guys are doing. And, without further ado, let's dive right into it. I think it's an interesting topic for everybody listening to the podcast. If you're in sales, if you're in customer service, if you're in marketing, we all want to leave messages with some power, right? And why don't you tell us a little bit about Mail Video and also a little bit about yourself so that we can get to know you.
Sure. Well, my name is Øystein, as you said, and one of the founders of Mail Video. And we really believe in the power of using video when you communicate with your clients, whether you're in sales or service or marketing. And that's why we started this company called Mail Video. And
That's great. But and you are based in some sort of startup lab in Oslo, right?
That is true. It's a great place for founders, startups, and scale-ups. And they have some signs around here, like Kahoot was born here, Remarkable was born here, and it's great inspiration. So we've been sitting here the last 2 years, building Mail Video from here.
Yeah, and then you have a small department as well in Denmark, I can see.
Yes, in Denmark and also in Poland.
Okay, yeah. So a true startup growing, of course. So yes. Let's look at the topic then, and why? What problems did you solve, or why did you create Mail Video in the first place?
Well, before starting Mail Video, I personally had a different startup that was focused on the retirement home sector. It's still alive today. It was acquired by a different company. And when we worked there, we had a lot of questions from our potential customers, both potential buyers and also customers. And our product was like a video platform. And it was, much better to show it than to write about it. So we all always wanted to show this, preferably in a meeting, but, there's a lot of emailing between the meetings. And we wanted to just have an easy way to showcase this product. And we felt like there wasn't any in the market. I think a lot of people are familiar maybe with Loom, which is the most popular sort of screen recorder, video recorder out there. But it's more focused on like internal communication. It didn't really fit using it for sales. So we felt like there was a need for tools like this, and then later on we had the chance to build that ourselves.
So actually what I hear is that you started more like a customer service thing, maybe, that people had questions about the product and then you had to explain it, and then video was a good thing, and then you're moving into the sales sector, right?
Yeah, to some extent, but also in the sales sort of demos of the product. It didn't work well to demo it in text and pictures. So also that use case was the first we encountered personally.
Yeah. Did you get some sort of speed during the COVID, or because I guess, did you start this before or after, in the middle of COVID, or?
Mail video was started in 2021.
Yeah.
So it was kind of in the middle of all that. And I think during COVID, sales become a lot more digital for everyone, and service. But I think especially sales saw a big shift from the more physical meeting type of sales processes into more digital sales processes, digital meetings, but also buying behavior change to some extent, that there's more buyers want to do more research on their own, want to see the resources digitally, and that sales teams have to adapt to this new normal. And now the pandemic is pretty much past, but the buying habits has not gone back to what they were.
Yeah, I also see that we are selling to bigger customers, and there are more people involved in buying decisions. And sometimes you get into that meeting with everybody around the table, and sometimes you don't. And perhaps if you want to convey your message to a larger group of people, instead of, you know, going through different stakeholders, you can send maybe the message to a larger group so that the message comes more clear maybe into the end users. Is that something that you feel as well?
Yeah, that's a very good use case, and maybe one of the most popular ways to use video amongst B2B sales teams. I think when people first hear about using video for B2B sales, many will immediately think about video in outreach, which is also a good way to use it. But I'd say that especially in longer sales processes, using video later on in the sales process is maybe even more common. And exactly for the reasons you say, that sometimes in the sales meeting, not all decision makers are present. You know, maybe the CFO who need to sign off on this never appears in your meetings, but still has a big say. So when you can share a video message summarizing the meeting and also referencing to the stakeholders who are not there, they get to hear your pitch from you, who have, you know, your enthusiasm and know the product and know their problems much better than if someone internally there who never pitched your product is trying to sell this internally.
Yeah. So here you're into sort of what is it? You know, is it like a small video just telling you that you were there and we had a good meeting and attached is my summary? Or is it actually the pitch that you are trying to nail so that you generate that interest so that people should go in and look more into it?
Yeah, so you would send an email. Probably in the meeting, there was maybe some questions that you wanted to show them after the meeting too. Maybe today you send some PDFs or links or something after the meeting. So perhaps a better buying journey is that after the meeting, you say, I attached a video. You can share internally where I also showcase the product or answer some of the questions you have in more detail. They open the video, and this is not, you know, the professional marketing video that you typically see in B2B. This is the personal video, just you and your camera, and perhaps recording your screen at the same time. So you are a bubble in the corner. And then you walk through, you know, that proposal, or you walk through your product, or just highlight, you know, the main pain points they had in the meeting and how you can solve it.
Yeah. So you're going away from this glossy brochure type thing, Hollywood production, to a more authentic way of presenting your message, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it sounds very, very reasonable and sound. But, you know, starting a company like that, was it based on your gut feeling, or are there any, you know, research studies or experience from other things that video actually accelerates the deal or improves the probability of closing it?
Yeah, so we were not the first to start a tool like this. And I think that was an advantage for us when we decided to start, to see that some has already done it and that it works. And in the US, you know, often perhaps the US is a few years ahead when it comes to sales enablement and other tech. And you see companies in the US embracing video, and you see SalesLoft and Outreach has done big studies on 100 plus mails. They see 26% higher reply rates on emails that contains video. And you can imagine, you know, 26% doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot if you add that up to all your sales reps in the whole sales process. And also 96% higher click rates than other links and attachments. So that's almost twice as many who will go into the video than who will go into your three-pager PDF. Mm. So those numbers are quite substantial. And of course, a high-performing team can even exceed those numbers. So that was very interesting to see those studies 2 years ago. And we also noticed that, you know, very few people are using it here in especially in the Nordics and in Europe in general. But it was growing, you know, so it was still a very early phase. In our first meetings 2 years ago, almost no one had received a video from a B2B seller. And I don't know here in the audience now, but I had a webinar last week, and we asked people in the webinar, have you received a video from a salesperson? 50% said they had.
Okay.
So you can imagine the growth of, you know, the adoption of video here the last few years.
Yeah, I can imagine. But I guess it's very different from if you have it in the beginning of the outreach part, right? Or if you have it in the sales closing phase, you know, the opening rate, because in the beginning it's just like anybody trying to attract interest, but in the end, if you've done a pretty good job, they should be more interested in actually seeing what you have. So maybe that's reflected in there as well.
Yeah, we have clients who use it only for outreach, and we have clients who use it exclusively, you know, in the closing phase.
Yeah.
So where video fits in your organization depends on your sales process.
Yeah.
And there is no sort of right answer there.
No. I guess also you have a, you know, if you have a sales team of 30 people, I guess also these 30 people are very different. You know, some adopt to new technology very fast, and some are more stuck in what they do. It might work very well. And sort of wait, so late adopters or something. Is that, do you have any experience of this as well in your clients or customers?
Definitely. Pretty much every client, I would say, you see this effect. There's always 20-30% who are eager to try new tools. And there is sort of the late majority who want to see how it goes with the first people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we also see it in terms of how they use the tool. Because I'd say there are two main ways to use video. One is that you record the video personally to the receiver. Number two is that you use a generic video. And I'd say it's easier for most to start out with those generic videos if you're not used to recording yourself. So that's typically, you know, that would be the demo video or your customer success video or other videos you might already have in the organization. Just making those videos more available for your sales team, that will increase adoption drastically. Yeah. And then you will have, you know, the sort of the early adopters will start recording videos personally to the receivers from the get-go.
Yeah, but if you have like most customers have a resource center or a YouTube channel or something with those generic videos. Are you saying that you could reuse those, or should you produce generic videos that you use yourself, right? I'm a salesperson. I have these typical scenarios. I'll produce it myself and then use those. Can you do both, or?
Yeah, so first off, just getting all the videos, sort of the valuable up-to-date videos your organization have, getting them into a tool that is available for salespeople. That's a good start. But then also each individual salesperson can create generic videos. So I have a video that is just, you know, 20 seconds long or 15 seconds long of me saying, hey, just wanted to follow up on my email and hear what you think. And I'm pointing up.
Yeah.
You know, simple videos like that. Even it's generic, it feels very personal because it's me in front of the camera and I'm the one they're talking to.
Yeah. So it's a personal feeling that it's the important part here, you know. Yeah. And that makes it even more personal if you can relate to our meeting yesterday. It was really good having Peter and Jane in the meeting, and I see. Okay, that's nice. So how do you sort of you can always implement this stuff like that, but how do you actually motivate people to start using it?
Yeah, so it's I'd say this is a new way of selling in some way. So it's change is difficult for most people. So it's important to have a workshop together with the sales team, where we can together, first of all, identify what is the main challenge that you have now, and then focus on how we can use video to help you with that. So that we don't use video on something that is not a problem currently. That's the main thing. Yeah. And then together finding good ways to use video, good ways to try it, focus on just one use case in beginning and get success there. And then, it can expand into other areas later on.
Yeah, I can imagine, people working with ABM, account-based marketing, people focusing on different industries, for instance, and maybe focusing on a specific pitch for a specific person. Like we in SuperOffice, we always try to imagine that we're working with a sales manager and they have a specific pain, even if it's closing more deals faster, or is it actually getting to build your pipeline, or is it different pain points. And if you have a good solution that serves the purpose of solving potential customers' pain, maybe that could be a pitch recorded as well, especially in the outreach phase. So this is then, instead of an email describing what your solution is, you could describe it embedded in the email if people want to listen to it.
Yeah. And I'd say, the biggest mistake, I would say, that we did in beginning using video for sales, and also our clients often do, is that you try to use video in a way which you wouldn't sell normally. Like, video should support the way you currently sell and what currently works. So for instance, if you send an email that you would typically make generic, just template based, then you shouldn't personalize the video in that mail, or in that phase. You use video in the same way that you would normally sell, but add video to there where it fits.
Yeah.
So it's important in beginning to just have a workshop together in the team and find those good use cases that makes a difference.
Yeah. And then you start slow and low maybe, and then you build it on from there.
Yeah. It should. The other concern many have is that, is this too time consuming, or in the minutes I spend making a video, I could make five calls.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, video should not take any extra time. It doesn't take longer to record a 30-second video than it takes to write out that email or find that PDF. So once it's implemented well and you have a video library you can use, you can combine personal intros with clips from your library. It doesn't take any longer time. And that's when you can actually start implementing this.
Yeah. But I guess also, you know, I get a couple of outreach mails as well, and they are all authentic and down to earth. And I can imagine that, you know, you have to feel well about it, talking like that. And that's where I guess the salespeople is a good place to start, because, you know, they're used to talking to people, they're used to being on the digital format and platform all the time, and they meet people face to face. But I can imagine it's a little bit different doing outreach where you haven't met them before versus after meeting where you actually had that connection with them. But that's interesting to explore, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so a practical thing, how do you technically get started? I introduced you with your app, an app provider in the App Store. So how do you actually set it up? How does it work inside SuperOffice?
Yes, we have a great partnership with you in SuperOffice, so that we built Mail Video to be just natively inside SuperOffice. And for sales teams, it's a big advantage having tools like this just directly in your CRM, since that's like your operating system as a salesperson. So Mail Video is an app in the SuperOffice App Store, which you can download and start a free trial as well. So you can give this a try, see how it works. Then you can record and share videos directly from the contact cards of your prospects inside SuperOffice. You can track when these videos have been opened by the prospect, so you can do timely follow-ups. So it's really works well just inside the CRM, which I think personally is pretty cool.
Yeah. Can you, you know, you can see can you see who has actually seen it? Or if it's embedded in the mail and they're forwarding this to some colleagues, will those be tracked in there as well?
You can see that, you know, others, that it has been seen by others.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know sort of who's seeing the video.
No, you don't have to log in to see the video.
Yeah, exactly. So it's important that the video is just easily playable for the prospect, or else they won't really bother seeing it.
That's true.
But it's a very good indication. You can see how many views the video get. You can see if they only watch 20% of your video, then you know that your video is too long. You know, I made that mistake many times. Typically, it should be at around 1 minute for sales videos, unless it's like a consultancy type of video.
Yeah.
And when you see that it's being shared internally, you know, that's a very good indication of buyer intent.
Yeah. And then I guess it's also, you know, normally when you produce something on LinkedIn, you're looking for many impressions, right? A lot of people should engage. But here it is only maybe one person that you're actually trying to talk to, sometimes a few. So, of course, it's cool to see that they've seen it. Then, you know, and you mentioned the intent, because we're always looking at intent, right? How serious are they in their quest to buy a new system, if that's the case? All right. Yeah. So what about other use cases? Do you have, you know, sales agents, the customer success agents supporting stuff, and they do tutorials? Or isn't that a typical use case for you guys at the moment?
It is becoming more and more used amongst customer service teams. And for good reason, especially amongst, you know, like SaaS companies, software companies, or anyone who has a product that can be shown on a screen. It's typically easier, you know, show, don't tell. And when you get a customer ticket, either you need to refer to a help page where there might be a video already, but I bet it's outdated. Or you can set up a one-on-one meeting with the client, which is sometimes time consuming to align calendars and set up a meeting just for a simple question. Mm. Or you can try to type this out in text and, you know, please click on the blue button in the corner and so on. And that can be a hassle. So when you just have an easy way to record your screen and quickly answer the question. That will help that client in a much better way. You will save a lot of time, but also you will organically sort of grow a library of help videos by making them on a needed basis. And that's the biggest problem, I think, with how help videos are made today is that you make all of them in one go, and then they become outdated and no one bothered to fix it again. Yeah. So here you can just record videos when they are needed, and over time you actually build a library of videos that are kept up to date without any effort.
Yeah, I see. That's great. So time is flying here. We're passing 24 minutes. So Øystein, what is the plans for the future? What are you working on now in the next step? When, you know, everybody talks about AI and stuff like that. Is that on your table as well?
Of course. There's a lot of exciting potential there, from just making it easier to make the videos to having a prompt generator that we have now coming up with suggestions to what you can say in the video, to subtitles and beyond. There's a lot of exciting opportunities there we are looking at.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. So summing it up, you know, to get started with this, what would be your, you know, best tip for any company out there?
I'd say just don't overthink it. Just start with a pilot with a few of your, you know, eager salespeople or your eager customer service people, and, you know, do a free trial or book a meeting with us. We can see how it would fit in for you, and then give it 3 months, and I'm sure you will see the results, whether good or bad, and know if this is something to continue with. I would bet that it's good results, but maybe I'm biased.
Maybe you're biased. But anyway, you need to start somewhere and iterate on it. We have something in SuperOffice we call marginal gains. If it's based on the sports, where you, if you try to become a little bit better every day, in a year's time, you're a lot better. So this is one of the things that you can think about. Have a tool to implement together with your SuperOffice solution and try to actually accelerate those deals, or do it in the other customer service department.
Yeah, and do it before your competitor do it. Then you have an advantage.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Øystein. It was a pleasure having you on here. It's bringing new insights to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and if people want to contact you, where are you available, on LinkedIn or?
Yeah, can add me on LinkedIn, Øystein Hansen from MailVideo, or just go to mailvideo.com and you'll find our contact there. Okay. So happy to chat with anyone. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot. Concludes this episode of the SuperOffice podcast. I really hope you enjoyed my talk with Øystein. And if you have any suggestions for guests or topics, then just send an email to hc@superoffice.com or on LinkedIn on my profile. So thank you, guys. Wow, what an insightful conversation with Øystein. I hope you found this episode as inspiring and informative as I did. Video messaging is clearly a game changer in the world of sales, and Øystein's expertise has shed a bright light on its potential. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you that we're always on the lookout for new guests and topics to explore on the SuperOffice podcast. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at hc@superoffice.com. Your input is invaluable, and we'd love to hear from you. And if you found this episode valuable, if you believe in the power of video messaging to close more deals, I encourage you to share it with your colleagues, peers, and friends who could benefit from this knowledge. Let's help more people supercharge their sales game. Until next time, keep innovating, keep learning, and keep closing more deals. Thank you for tuning in to the SuperOffice podcast. Goodbye for now.